big delays getting through Fort Washington and Oxon Hill this morning with this investigation now underway, unfortunately. In Arlington, 50 Arlington Boulevard at North Pershing Drive, you're heading over toward Fort Myer. That's where we have a crash. So 50 starts to be very slow through that stretch on the toll road, one on its side, westbound Dulles Toll Road, after you pass the Fairfax County Parkway, but before Centerville Road. Stay the far left to get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty wind, a few flurries left over. Clouds mixed with sunshine today, 48. Tonight down to 31, becoming partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 48 degrees, cloud sunshine. Probably only in the mid to upper 40s over the weekend, but we should stay dry. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Burke, 28 in Gaithersburg, 34 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. YouTube is going to restrict certain gun videos. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. The good Thursday morning. Joining us in about an hour at 8:05 from the Washington Examiner, political reporter Al Weaver will be with us. He'll give us a breakdown of the spending bill, what's in it, what's not in it, and also the president's phone call with Putin and the whole leak and the uproar and everything, the aftermath of that. Will someone go to jail? Hopefully. At 8:15 from the White House, Hogan Gidley with us to give us the White House's point of view on the spending bill. And at 8:35, Mark Ciardi, he is a producer. He has a new film coming out called Chappaquiddick. It's out April 6th, and there's a lot of buzz about this movie. I'm so excited we have him with us because, you know, it's Chappaquiddick, so it's going to be interesting to see how that
it's
is
a love
told.
Story.
Yes. I'm Mary Walter, that guy right there, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is in for Vince Colanese, who is home without a voice. So
I think he's working on his, something to do with the reading of the bill. He's obsessed with the omnibus spending bill.
That's what he is. He's got his nose buried in that. Joining us right now, I am so excited to have this person with us right now. Peter Schweitzer, you know Peter Schweitzer, he of Clinton Cash fame, which was just such an explosive book. He has a new book out called Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. Peter Schweitzer, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, thanks so much, Mary. It's great to be on with you.
I am so excited for this book. I could not tell you. I'm totally fangirling here over you. now, are you going to tell us in this book that it's not because that when you go to Congress, you just have a really good savings plan there and they get this incredible rate? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I hate to break it to anybody who thinks that it's because our leadership is just being very prudent and you know, saving every penny and playing by the rules. Unfortunately, that's not the case. They're getting rich by far more nefarious means.
So let's talk about some of these nefarious means. Now, some of these, the one that I've seen that came out that totally hooked me on this is a deal between Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and John Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines. They apparently had a corporation together, and Hunter went with his dad to China. Tell us about that.
This is what I call outsourcing corruption. You have politicians, they don't take the money themselves. They set up their kids. And so in this case, Hunter Biden flies with his father on Air Force Two in December 2013, and there are pictures of this, flies to Beijing, China. And just to set up the context of this, Joe Biden is there to talk about the Chinese expansion in the South China Sea, intellectual property issues, trade issues, North Korea. So there's a lot of issues on the plate. And essentially, Joe Biden gets criticized pretty much across the political spectrum for going pretty soft on the Chinese. Well, what we've just uncovered is that 10 days after they returned from Beijing, Hunter Biden's company got a $1 billion, that's with a B, private equity deal from the Chinese government, not from a government-affiliated company, but from the Chinese government itself. And that's the first of three deals that these guys get. It also includes a guy named Devin Archer, who was a top aide to John Kerry. And, you know, this is all occurring. These three deals are all occurring in the context of Chinese expansion and aggression. And my argument is, and I think the evidence is pretty overwhelming, that senior officials in the Obama administration, the vice president and John Kerry, went soft on Beijing because there were essentially these people being set up for financial windfalls courtesy of the Chinese government.
Well, Peter, you know, to this point, I think there's clear, in my judgment, correct me if you think I'm wrong, pay to play here, because later on we saw the Obama administration, and I think Joe Biden was clearly part of the discussion, when the Chinese then created their own additional security zones in the Pacific, basically creating their areas of influence. There was no real solid response from the Obama administration at all. The South China Sea disputes got worse instead of better. Do you think that... I mean, I'll just be blunt. Do you think that some of this payment to the Biden company had an effect on the Obama foreign policy relating to foreign security?
I think there's no question about it, Tony. You know, look, if you think about this, in ethics in Washington, D.C., we are focused on, you know, if an oil company makes a $10,000 PAC contribution to a politician, is that going to sway their vote? Well, I think if we're concerned about a $10,000 PAC contribution, we need to be concerned about billion-dollar deals going to family members. So I think absolutely there's a connection. And mm-hmm. when you delve into these deals and the companies involved, what you realize is that these are state-owned enterprises that are, you know, deeply entwined with the Chinese national security state. So another deal that the Chinese did, you had this entity called the Rosemont Opportunities Fund. Now, Rosemont is the name of the Kerry Hines estate in Pennsylvania, and a lot of these companies bear the name Rosemont. Well, this Rosemont Opportunities Fund gets a $38 million injection of cash from a Chinese company called Gemini. Gemini is a subsidiary of Costco, which is this massive Chinese company that is regarded by military experts as the fifth arm of the Chinese Navy.
Yep.
So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, innocuous companies in China that you know, just are sort of out there and exist. We're talking about companies that are deeply embedded in the national security state. And then the third deal they do is with Rosemont Realty, which is this real estate company in the United States. Again, this same company, Gemini, linked to the Chinese Navy, comes in with a $110 million investment, I believe, and then commits to another $3 billion dollars, to buy other real estate assets in the United States. And so this is all occurring from this period of 2013 to 2016, when Joe Biden and John Kerry are engaged in, you know, these diplomatic issues with the Chinese, and are, you know, are widely criticized at the time for being very, very soft on Beijing. And I think it's really impossible to say that these events are not related.
Well,
you have to follow the money.
Well, to your point, real quick, I mean, I think the American public does not understand that the Chinese government and the Navy and the People's Liberation Army all can have financial investments and corporations acting on their behalf. There's no rules against that. So when you deal with a Chinese company, you could be very, very well dealing with an element of the Chinese military or intelligence service.
That's exactly right, and I think in this case it's not just coincidence that the you know, the economic entities they were involved in have these applications. I mean, to take this a step further, so, you know, Biden's son sets up this Bohai Harvest RST. This is where the $1 billion from the Chinese go. And one of the things that he does is he and Devin Archer, this former Kerry aide, are buying up other companies, basically for the benefit of the Chinese government. And one of the things they do is they invest in this company called CGN, China General Nuclear. Well, less than a year after they invest in that company, the FBI, now this is during the Obama administration, the FBI arrests senior officials in that company, and one engineer pleads guilty to stealing nuclear secrets in the United States.
There you go.
So, I mean, think about this for a second. You've got the son of the vice president. You've got a former top aide to the Secretary of State who are described as, quote-unquote, anchor investors in a company called CGN that the FBI charges with stealing nuclear secrets, specifically trying to gain access to something called an AP1000 nuclear reactor. It's a small reactor that has a lot of similarity to the reactors that go on U.S. Navy submarines.
Peter?
So, you know, this is a very, very layer upon layer troubling story.
And if you want to know how it ends, you got to buy the book. Peter Schweizer, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm willing to bet there is a chapter in there on someone named Pelosi. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And best of luck with the book.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we have to check those roadways. It's time for Jamie Whitten in the WMAL Traffic and Weather Center. We got traffic every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And Jamie, right there, Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you so much, Mary. And we have a couple busy areas for sure. Let's start first on the toll road. We have a truck on its side. Not sure if the icy conditions were a factor, but take it easy as you head out and about. The potential refreeze is definitely a concern. On the toll road, westbound after the Fairfax County Parkway, but before you get to Centerville Road, one left lane gets by there. Eastbound toll road, your travel lanes are open. Arlington, if you're heading over toward the Fort Myer area, a little bit of that stop and go, slowing the trip on 50 Arlington Boulevard with the crash near North Pershing Drive. Major problems getting through Oxon Hill and Fort Washington this morning. Unfortunately, a fatal pedestrian accident. Investigation is underway. A lot of you sitting still trying to work up toward the Capitol Beltway. Here's where the closure is. 210 northbound. The crash happened right at the intersection of Harvey Hill Road on one side, Livingston Road on the other. So you're just sitting there waiting to get up to that intersection being diverted. Prior now at Palmer Road, watch for the diversion points. Oxon Hill Road and all the other feeder roads working through that area, just absolutely jammed. Working a house fire, unfortunately, in Northeast D.C. Shuts down a portion of the Eastern Avenue between Rhode Island Avenue and Bladensburg Road. So parallel to that, you can use South Dakota Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy. You can see winds up to 25 miles an hour, high of 48. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, partly cloudy after midnight, low of 31. And then tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high of 48. Currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 718 on WMAL.
Don't fear running out of money in retirement. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and enjoy your retirement. The Savvy Investor Radio, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
So we know that Vladimir Putin won his re-election by a landslide. It was something like 80% of the votes went to President Putin, because he's a very popular guy. And there was no funny business whatsoever. People were not forced to go to the polls. Right. People weren't afraid of not voting for him. It was all on the up and up.
They love the guy.
Yeah, they just absolutely adore him. Well, as presidents do, when someone wins an election, another foreign leader wins an election, foreign leader to foreign leader, you have a phone call between the two leaders. And the president often congratulates the other leader. Congratulations, son. You know, like, right. He's not saying that we don't know that it was all rigged. He's not saying that. He's just saying, congratulations. So President Trump had that phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin for his election win. Now, there were some people who didn't want him to congratulate Putin because of the way in which it is perceived he won the election. All right. I don't think there's a whole lot of question. When someone wins the vote by like 80%, people look at that and go, okay, statistically, it's just not even a shot
at
that.
And it's tough to have candidates running against you when they're in jail. Really, it's hard to get out there and do speeches.
Oh, you and your facts.
Yeah.
So when President Trump made this phone call, he congratulated President Putin. Well, we found out through a leak that in the president's briefing papers, confidential briefing papers, in that material was a note that said, do not congratulate. And we know it was all in capital letters. Do not congratulate. Mm-hmm. So the president, very upset about that leak, because we're not supposed to know what happens in confidential phone calls.
Right.
And confidential national security briefings should not be leaked. So the president yesterday comes out and has to explain why he congratulated President Putin.
I had a call with President Putin and congratulated him on the victory, his electoral victory. The call had to do also with the fact that we will probably get together in the not too distant future so that we can discuss arms, we can discuss the arms race.
As I said, I want to discuss things with him. So it wasn't just a congratulations. You can't call the guy up, not congratulate him, and just say, oh, by the way, we got to talk to you about your nukes. We got to talk to you about what you're doing in Syria and other places. So the president chose to make that decision to congratulate him. Not everyone was happy about his choice to congratulate President Putin, and some handled it. Instead of leaking, they handled it a little bit better. Here's Senator Marco Rubio.
I don't like he did it, but you know what I like even less? That there's somebody close to him leaking this stuff out. If you don't like the guy, quit. But to be this duplicitous and continue to leak things out, it's dangerous. And so I don't like what he did, but I really hate that there's someone in his inner circle that's willing to leak this stuff. And if you don't like working for the president, you should resign your job.
That's a great point. And look, the bottom line is Mary, you pointed out, look, we have the foreign policy of the 1980s is back. You know, much like Don Johnson and his Lennon outfits, you know, I'm hoping I hope they come back too, by the way. So let's hope both foreign policy. But no, the bottom line is we do have a new Cold War brewing. And the idea here of sitting back and letting the Russians run, you know, the table. They're creating new tactical nuclear weapons. They're doing other things. Let's remind, you know, everybody has to remember that Reagan, President Reagan, was able to embrace the idea of having an outreach to the Russians, which resulted in the end of the Cold War. We cannot be that stupid to think that we don't have to talk to the man to work on this issue.
So, well, John McCain disagrees with you. Yes, he said, an American president does not lead the free world by congratulating dictators on winning sham elections.
Like in Cuba.
Well, yeah, but I don't know where he stood on Cuba. I'm talking about Obama. President Obama. I will say that former CIA director Leon Panetta was on Fox yesterday, and he did say that presidents talk to kings and emperors and tyrants regardless of whether or not they were elected with any kind of democratic process or not.
That's
so
right.
We'll keep you updated on this leak because people are pointing to someone in the national security sector, and H.R. McMaster's name keeps coming up. Mm-hmm. So we will keep you updated. 7:23 on WMAL.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Ultrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom.
The Window Man can. The Window Man.
Financing terms through Enter Bank USA and with approved credit cannot combine prior sales.
7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in that Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely. Good morning. Problems, really big problems through Fort Washington and Oxon Hill this morning. Update sponsored by Davis and Invention Services. And unfortunately, a fatal pedestrian accident. Never want this to happen. What we have right now under investigation and a complete closure of 210 northbound Indian Head Highway. Prior to the Beltway, you come up to Livingston Road, Kirby Hill Road. That's the diversion point. Prior to that, bailing out early on Old Fort Road North and Palmer Road. And that entire area just picking up solid line of traffic again because of this investigation. Southbound, however, as you come off the Beltway, they are allowing southbound side to get by. Southbound, no delay, but it's the flow of the morning commute with the closure. Elsewhere, let's go toll road westbound. As you head past the Fairfax County Parkway before Centerville Road, a truck on its side, one lane gets by there. And in northeast, a house fire closing a stretch of Eastern Avenue between Rhode Island Avenue and Bladensburg Road. That's a pretty long stretch. South Dakota Avenue would be a good alternate for you there. Have an idea for a new product or app? Protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea invention get started kit at 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow's done. Just a few leftover flurries this morning. Otherwise, clouds are mixed with sunshine. A gusty northwest breeze at times making it feel chillier. Daytime highs today up to 48. 31 tonight outside the Beltway, even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Do you believe it takes a 6% real estate commission to sell your home? Neither do we. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $20 million in real estate commissions. So if you're looking to sell your home this spring, you really only have one choice to put more money in your pocket. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's automotive R&D spending and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
It's spring, and you're right where you want to be. Here's to the season that takes you there. Cabela's Great Outdoor Days. Family events and amazing deals. Stop by for huge savings and a free picture with the Easter Bunny. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
We'll have more on the phone call with Putin and the leaks and the outcome coming up at 8:05 with Al Weaver from the Washington Examiner and 8:15 with Hogan Gidley from the White House. Also, a liberal arts college has decided, liberal arts, maybe people can't make a lot of money with that. We'll get your thoughts on them dropping some of those majors. 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz of Arlington. As the skies clear this morning, we're clearing out the few inches of snow we got the last couple of days. The federal government is opening 2 hours late this morning. As for the schools,
we start in Maryland, where these schools are closed today. Carroll, Frederick, and Howard County schools all closed. These schools 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, Montgomery, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools 2 hours late. In Virginia, these schools are closed. Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, and Manassas Park, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed today. These schools 2 hours late. Alexandria, Arlington, and Falls Church. D.C. schools opening on time. Get a complete list of closings and delay announcements at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Metro Rail and Metro Bus are operating normally this morning. MARC and VRE trains both on modified schedules. Republican and Democratic leaders in Congress have unveiled a massive spending bill that'll keep the government funded through September.
Congressional bargainers announced a bipartisan $1.3 trillion budget deal financing government agencies for the rest of this fiscal year. The president gets just about $1.5 billion to begin constructing his wall with Mexico and for other border security measures. The bill does not contain steps to protect Dreamer immigrants from deportation. Lawmakers now have until midnight Friday to approve it and prevent another government shutdown. Barbara Cusack on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,682, the NASDAQ at 73,45. Sports sponsored by Tires Plus. For the 18th straight time, the Wizards lose in San Antonio. The Caps are idle. They're in Detroit tonight. Exhibition baseball Nats and O's both lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Tires Plus offers quality name brand tires, brakes, batteries, and oil. And right now, through April 4th, you can get $20 off a lifetime alignment, which allows you to align your vehicle for as long as you own it. Other restrictions apply. See TiresPlus.com for offer details.
The specialist does one thing and one thing alone, and they do it better than anyone else. At Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, we only sell one thing. Mercedes. Just Mercedes. Family-owned and operated since 1937, we treat everyone like one of the family, helping you find the right C-Class, S-Class, or AMG. And with more than 400 on hand, you won't wait for your Mercedes. You'll drive it home. Mercedes-Benz of Arlington. Located inside the Beltway and always open at justmercedes.com.
Hi, Johnny Holiday inviting you to the grand opening celebration this weekend at Stroh Snyder's Hardware's newest store in Kensington. Stop by Stroh Snyder's in Kensington, make a $5 donation to Children's Miracle Network. You'll receive 20% off almost anything that fits in a 5-gallon bucket, and you get to keep the bucket. Buy 1 gallon of Clark & Kensington Bounce Bar Aspire or Optimus Paint, get the second gallon free. That's this weekend at the new Stroh Snyder's Hardware in Kensington, corner of Connecticut and Knowles. See you there.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
There's hope for those suffering with depression. Oftentimes, medication and talk therapy are not enough. Transcranial Magnetic Stimulation Therapy is an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and effective treatment for depression.
One of the people we saw had been on a multitude of medications. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, with a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, no change on the situation on 210 Indian Head Highway with the closure heading northbound 210 before the Beltway. You come up to Kirby Hill Road, Livingston Road. That's where investigation is still underway. We had a fatal pedestrian accident there this morning. It's so unfortunate. And we have major tie-ups as well for everyone pushing north past Old Fort Road North. Just the solid lineup there. Palmer Road and all the alternative routes picking up just standstill traffic to work through there. However, if you're coming southbound now, leaving the Beltway, we do have the southbound lanes open and no delay at southbound side. But again, 210 northbound closed at Kirby Hill Road. Elsewhere, we're okay around the Beltway, lighter than normal. The toll road, we had one over on its side, unfortunately. Westbound toll road still with the cleanup between the Fairfax County Parkway and Centerville Road. Eastbound side open. In Arlington over near Fort Myers, still bunched up trying to get by the crash cleanup on 50 Arlington Boulevard at North Pershing Drive. Hey, 270, you're looking good. Nice wide open trip out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow's done, just a few leftover flurries this morning. Otherwise, clouds are mixed with sunshine. A gusty northwest breeze at times making it feel chillier. Daytime highs today up to 48. 31 tonight outside the Beltway, even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Vienna, 32 in Beltsville, 35 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Thursday. Joining us in about half an hour, we'll be speaking with Al Weaver. He's the political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Hopefully, he has had time to dig into that 2,000-plus page omnibus spending bill, read it, digest it, and be able to give us a breakdown of it. We'll also talk to him about the leak regarding the president's phone call with Vladimir Putin and whether we're going anywhere with that at all. At 8:15, Hogan Gidley from the White House to discuss the spending bill. And at 8:35, Mark Ciardi. He is the producer of Chappaquiddick, new movie coming out April 6th. I wonder what that's about. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer in studio.
Hey, Mary. Thanks for having me. Good to be in again. It's like I was here just like recently or something. It's like it's my second home now.
And we're glad to have you. All right. University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point, part of the University of Wisconsin system, educational system, college system there. Mm-hmm. Well, they are a liberal arts school. Now, they're also about $4.5 million in debt. They have a $4.5 million deficit over 2 years because of declining enrollment. Has led to lower tuition revenue. Yep. Now, I don't think that that's anything new. I think you're going to start to see a lot of colleges who have overpriced themselves because once the federal government started making student loans so easy to get, and they gave them, the federal government gave anyone any kind of money they wanted to go study, you know, underwater basket weaving, colleges started building huge gyms, and these dorms now are like apartments that rival the one I live in, and you know, all this stuff to get kids to come to their school because, hey, it's federal money. And kids are like, whoa, and I don't have to pay it back because Obama's going to forgive my student loans. Well, it's not happening, and they're starting to see some of their older brothers and sisters come out of school with hundreds of thousands of dollars in student debt. So kids are pulling back a little bit. And so you have declining enrollment, and that's leading to lower tuition revenue. So this branch of the University of Wisconsin is decided that they're going to cut back on liberal arts and humanities. And there is a list of 13 majors in the humanities and social sciences that they are proposing dropping. Here's what they're looking at dropping: American Studies, Art, but graphic design will continue as a major. English, but English for teacher certification will continue. French, geography, geoscience, German, history, but teacher certification will continue. Music, literature, philosophy, political science, sociology, but social major work will continue. And Spanish. Hmm. Well, the kids are really upset.
Yeah.
But if you're already in that major, you can continue doing it. What they plan on expanding: chemical engineering, computer information systems, conservation law enforcement, finance, fire science. Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Graphic design, management, marketing, and new bachelor's or advanced degree programs in aquaculture, aquaponics, captive wildlife, environmental engineering, master's of business administration, MBA, those types of things. They said that they recognize a growing preference among students for majors with clear career pathways. In other words, my older brother came out of school and is now a barista because he picked art history, and because he really enjoyed it, and he now has over $100,000 in debt and he can't get a job to pay it off. So we're starting to see that switch being made, at least at the University of Wisconsin. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I'm curious how many people have a degree you couldn't get a job in. And how many of you, if you have kids, would be okay with spending, $60,000 a year for your kid to get a liberal arts education in, geography or philosophy or French or German or American studies or Spanish or any of these other ones that they are considering dropping? Would you do that? Is that something that you think would be money well spent? My brother told his kids, his oldest daughter is a sophomore at Villanova. Go Nova. She's in finance. She's in business. He told the kids, you can go to college. I want you to go to college, but you better be going for something that you can get a job in. You're not going for liberal arts. He told them, I will not pay for a liberal arts degree. It's not happening. You want to go to business? You want to go to nursing, engineering, something like that? Okay. But you have to have a career path when you get out of college. So he put his foot down about that already. So are we starting to see more of this? Is this a good thing, or do we need those liberal arts degrees? 888-630-9625.
I noticed that fungus and the fun uses did not make that list anywhere. The degree in having that fungus stuff, Well, no, it's important. No, but look, I have mixed feelings about this because I hate to tell your audience, I have a political science degree in environmental studies. So, look, I'd like to believe that having a general degree allowed me the freedom to actually kind of explore options. So, so much of what I think is important about going to college is actually learning to think critically. And maybe it's not so much the type of degree, but the quality of education that people have that results in their success or failure after you get out. I mean, I've put 30 years in the military, did some interesting things. I'm, produced for Nat Geo now, work with you guys, coming in here. So my degree actually, I think, prepared me to be adaptive. And I wonder about the quality of education more necessarily than some of these degrees. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, critical thinking is no longer being taught. They're being indoctrinated. So there's no critical thinking. So that, to me, has flown out the window, especially in liberal arts colleges. That's just indoctrination. And your degree, honestly, did you need your degree to do any of your job to go into the military?
Well, no. The honest answer is I was actually doing the intelligence stuff before I got my degree. I was actually, deploying to Germany to do stuff during college to be an intelligence officer. So,
All right. Some people want to weigh in on this. 888-630-9625. Would you pay for a degree that's not necessarily a career path degree?
Right.
And did you use your degree in what you do now? More of your calls coming up.
March is National Frozen Food Month. Stop by your local freezer aisles for delicious and convenient solutions for any occasion. And visit EasyHomeMeals.com to enter the $10,000 sweepstakes and view official rules. Ends April 2nd. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I want to talk about how you can get more for your money. We're talking about saving money. I'm going to tell you how to save money with Thompson Creek Window Company. Now, you know that if you replace those old windows, you're going to save money on your heating and cooling bills. So that's savings number one. one. Savings number two, when you buy from Thompson Creek, you're buying factory direct because they design, build, and install replacement windows right here in our area, so you don't pay the middleman markup. You don't have somebody in between market up those prices for installation and so on. You're going to save because every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee. That protects you up to 50 years. And I lied because there's four ways to save. Because right now, you can save even more during their biggest sale of the year. They're offering you 25% off every window. The biggest savings for you right now. 25% off every window. Look at that. Four ways to save. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. It's going to go. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, places where we've been really busy this morning, and unfortunately no change on 210 Indian Head Highway, guys. Northbound prior to the Beltway, still shut down and diverted. Investigation of a fatal incident on northbound 210 as you come up to, it's Kirby Hill Road on one side, Livingston Road on the other. So that entire corridor just at a standstill, not just 210, but all those roads leaving 210, such as Palmer Road, Oxon Hill Road, Livingston Road. So plan for the extra time. Southbound side of 210 at the scene of the crash, you can get by without any delay. Around the Beltway, we've been in pretty decent shape. Lighter than normal volume with a lot of the postponements this morning. Now, getting it through town, we do have a structure fire. Cruiser still working in Northeast D.C. Closed Eastern Avenue between Rhode Island Avenue and Bladensburg Road. That's a pretty hefty stretch. So if you normally use that stretch of Eastern Avenue over to South Dakota Avenue that runs parallel, a great option for you that runs without too much of a delay. VRE MARC trains, they're operating on reduced services today, so modified schedule again for MARC and VRE trains. However, Metro Rail back on normal service. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow's done, just a few leftover flurries this morning. Otherwise, clouds mixed with sunshine, a gusty northwest breeze at times make it feel chillier. Daytime highs today up to 48, 31 tonight outside the Beltway, even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 7:47 in this traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Now it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point is in debt. They need more students, so they have decided to get rid of 13 majors, including English, which I can't speak today, history, philosophy, and they're focusing more on what they call career path majors, which are things like engineering and graphic design and management and marketing. And I want to know, would you pay, if you had a kid, would you pay for your kid's degree in liberal arts, and do you use your degree at all now? John in Gaithersburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Morning. What I wanted to say is that when Tony went to college, liberal arts or Western civilization was taught as a good thing. Today, Western civilization is more taught as arrogant colonialism. So I think it's a little different.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, I remember my other degree was in environmental studies, and one of the notable things, even back then, environmental studies wasn't the extreme left-wing wacko stuff it is today.
Yeah, that's a good point, John. Let's go to Congresswoman Virginia Fox joining us. Oh, it's very nice to have you, Congressman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary. I listen to you all every morning.
Thank you.
I wanted to say I'm working on a piece of legislation called the Prosper Act, which responds to what you and Tony are talking about this morning. It is designed to help students get the kind of information they need before they go into a degree about what it's going to cost, what their chances are getting a job, what their chances are of being able to pay off their loans. We want them to know their costs and the chances of getting a job. But we also are simplifying the student aid program by one loan, one grant, one work-study program. We're trying to make things much simpler for students and their parents. We want them to be better informed what they're going to have to borrow. But Mary, I agree with you. Eventually, it's going to come down to students voting with their feet and not going to very expensive places. But I'm an undergraduate English major, so I do believe the liberal arts still have a place. It's just that people need to gain skills. We have 6 million jobs in this country unfilled right now, and the schools are graduating people every year who don't have any skills to take those jobs. So there's a mismatch in our culture, and so we're working hard to try to fix that mismatch and put more of an emphasis on students getting the skills they need to get jobs.
That's amazing and great.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea. And thank you so much for listening to us and taking the time to call us. I think what you're pointing to there, thank you so much, Congresswoman, what she's pointing to there is, you know, what President Trump has talked about, bringing back some of the trades.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. We need people to do those things. And, man, you can, if you take a business degree on the side, you can make a lot of money being a tradesperson. That was Congresswoman Virginia Fox. It is now 7:50 on WMAL.
Unless you believe the fake news or the mainstream media, you know that the U.S. economy is on fire and setting all sorts of records. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as your trusted voice on mortgages and housing, I'd like to inform you what some of this means as unemployment drops, stocks soar, and the new tax plan takes place. For example, with interest no longer deductible on home equity loans and home values rising so much, you should refinance your two loans together into a new first mortgage, making both loans tax deductible. Call us now and get the real news and the absolute lowest rates guaranteed. And Cornerstone First is now proud to offer the Hometown Heroes program, giving teachers, police officers, firefighters, and veterans huge savings when purchasing or refinancing their home. Learn more at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
7:53. That means it's time to check and see how your money is doing. Here's Meg Terrell from the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. Futures are lower as investors digest word that the Federal Reserve plans more interest rate increases in addition to yesterday's increase. The Dow is poised to drop about 150 points at the open this morning. Facebook's value has plunged after the data scandal, and CEO Mark Zuckerberg broke his silence on CNN with an "I'm sorry" and an acknowledgement that Facebook has a responsibility to protect people's data. When asked about fake information on Facebook, he added, "With a community of 2 billion people, I can't promise we're going to find everything." The Trump administration is set to unveil a package of proposed import tariffs today aimed at China. And Disney's cash cow Frozen opens on Broadway tonight. Orchestra seats start at about $200 each, but scalpers are charging thousands. And the March Madness Sweet 16 starts tonight with 4 regional semifinal games. Meg Terrell, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
It's 7:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie, what's going on with that fatal pedestrian accident that we've been hearing about? She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, Mary, no change, and it's such an unfortunate accident here heading through Oxon Hill in the Fort Washington area, and the diversion is still in effect. So what you need to know, if you're coming northbound 210 Indian Head Highway, you cannot get past the intersection where it's Kirby Hill on one side, Livingston Road on the other, so you'll be detoured, and then everybody pushing north from near Old Fort Road north in those delays and in the bailout traffic gets just hit with that stop and go traffic. It's going to be a long haul to get through this, and it's such, again, such an unfortunate incident. Have patience as you head through that area. Sorry about that. And on this trip on the southbound side, you can get through. So they have the southbound lanes open. It is the opposite flow of the commute, no delay there. But again, it's 210 northbound prior to the beltway shutdown and detoured. Here we go through town. We do have a closure in northeast because of a house fire on Eastern Avenue between Rhode Island Avenue and Bladensburg Road. That continues to be closed. Arlington, I do have a little bit better news for you. The crash as you head in through Fort Myer has been cleared. So 50 Arlington Boulevard near North Pershing Drive, you're moving through there again. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now, 800-430-7923. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow's done. Just a few leftover flurries this morning. Otherwise, clouds mixed with sunshine. A gusty northwest breeze at times making it feel chillier. Daytime highs today up to 48. 31 tonight outside the Beltway, even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 35 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Avish?
You know, really what it takes is just making your finances and your retirement a priority.
If you wait too long, it can impact the end result.
Because this hard work that we've done over the course of our lives to save and invest as much as we can and grow our monies as much as we can all leads to one thing in retirement, and it's all about income.
Join them Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL. More details.
America's farmers are the most productive in the world, exporting more than $100 billion worth of products annually. In fact, exports account for 20% of all farm revenue in the U.S. Free trade is essential to maintaining the strength of our agriculture economy. But some in Washington now support policies that would restrict trade. That would be devastating to farms across the country. Michelle Erickson Jones is a fourth-generation Montana farmer.
We raise cereal grains, oil seeds, alfalfa, and we also have a small cow-calf operation. We're very optimistic about the economy under President Trump. However, we're very concerned about the trade policies from Washington. We depend on free trade policies to maintain our export markets. Crops that we grow here on this farm are exported across the globe. Policies that restrict trade would be devastating for farms like ours.
President Trump, keep our economy strong. Protect free trade. Learn more at farmersforfreetrade.com. Paid for by Farmers for Free Trade.
Spring. It's finally here. Drinks are in the cooler, smoke is in the air, your tent is pitched, and the family is together. Here's to the season that takes you there. Cabela's Great Outdoor Days. Family events and amazing deals. Your one stop before the campsite. Save 20% on Cabela's exclusive Merrill Hikers. 25% on turkey vests. $100 on Taurus Millennium G2 pistols. And get $800 off Humminbird Helix 12 SI Chirp Sonar GPS Combo. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
We know that selecting new windows and doors for your home is not an easy process. But what is easy is knowing who you can trust. Trust us at Barron's.
Homeowners who value design, quality, and energy efficiency turn their trust to Marvin Windows and Doors. Whether you're replacing or remodeling, choose Marvin or Integrity for Marvin, made with Ultrex fiberglass. You'll find the perfect selection of styles built to the highest standards of quality. With an unparalleled level of support, you can feel confident knowing you're making the right choice. Visit your independent Marvin dealer, where selecting your windows and doors yours has never been easier.
The pros at Behrens, your local Marvin dealer, know that trust is key when it comes to replacing your windows and doors. The experts at Behrens can help you find easy and stylish replacement solutions for your next remodeling project. Visit one of our showrooms in Manassas, Virginia, or Gaithersburg, Maryland today, or visit us online at behrens.discovermarvin.com.
Here's what's coming up on WMAL. We're going to be joined by Al Weaver from the Washington Examiner to discuss the spending bill, get a breakdown of that, and the phone call with President Putin. And also at 8:15, we'll be joined by Hogan Gidley. He is the White House Deputy Press Secretary, also on the spending bill and the White House's position on it. It's 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. No more snow coming down, but the federal government today is opening 2 hours late. There's also a very good chance your kids got some extra sleep as well.
These schools are closed in Northern Virginia. Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, and Manassas Park. Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed today. These schools 2 hours late, Alexandria, Arlington, and Falls Church. In Maryland, these schools are closed. Carroll, Frederick, and Howard. These schools 2 hours late, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, Montgomery, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools all 2 hours late. D.C. schools are open on time. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Metro Rail and Metro Bus operating normally today. MARC and VRE trains both on modified schedules. In the Northeast, meanwhile, they're dealing with the fourth severe storm in 3 weeks.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo surveyed the storm and its damage in the city as well as in the northern suburbs and on Long Island.
Mother Nature threw us a curveball, not the first one.
He was clearly not happy about having to deal with the fourth nor'easter in 3 weeks. The biggest concern was power outages. Cuomo put utility companies on notice that they had to get power restored to affected customers quickly and not take up to 10 days like they did for some residents after one of the previous nor'easters.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Congressional leaders have finalized a sweeping $1.3 trillion budget bill. Voting on it could begin as early as today. It would keep the government funded through the rest of this fiscal year. One person was killed in an early morning house fire in Prince George's County today. That fire broke out around 6 this morning in a home near Eastern Avenue and 34th Street in Chillum, just outside the D.C. line. The cause of the fire still under investigation. Facebook shares have taken a big hit this week after the Cambridge Analytics scandal broke. Now members of Congress are calling on Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg to come testify.
In an exclusive TV interview, CNN's Laurie Siegel asked Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg,
"Will you testify before Congress?"
So the short answer is I'm happy to if it's the right thing to do.
Zuckerberg explains his view of congressional testimony is not to provide a media opportunity, but to provide information.
What we try to do is send the person at Facebook who will have the most knowledge about what Congress is trying to learn. So if that's me, then I am happy to go.
I'm Andrew Spencer.
President Trump has nominated a University of Maryland professor to a Treasury Department post.
The White House announcing the intent to nominate Michael Falklander to be Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy. Falklander holds a doctorate in finance from Northwestern University and is currently the Associate Dean of Master's Programs and a professor of finance at the Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland. According to his university bio, Falklander's research focuses on empirical corporate finance in the areas of capital structure, risk management, corporate liquidity, and executive compensation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Trump administration has also chosen a University of Maryland AIDS researcher to head the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Robert Redfield Jr. has been a leading AIDS researcher since the epidemic emerged in the 1980s. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,682, the NASDAQ at 73,45. Sports, the Wizards come up short against the Spurs. The Caps take on the Red Wings tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's lose. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube.
Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
They say that some things get better with age, like wine and my car. Because I've been taking it to Jiffy Lube for years, they've kept my car running with their signature service oil change. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs. They also follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment. And they're locally owned, just like me. Jiffy Lube only gets better with age.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing the designs from -40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drenching them in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks and detail. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors, perfectly beautiful.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, some of our rush hour is getting started a little bit later than normal because a lot of the delays and postponements. Here we go for Virginia's 395. Now I'm seeing some of that volume in the Landmark area, but up ahead, it's a crash causing the stopped traffic heading across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, the accident freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. So looking at delays about back to the Pentagon, so watch for that stop and go. DC 295 South, it's just been about the volume now, east down toward East Capitol Street, passing Benning Road on the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway westbound. Your travel lanes are open, and that's been pretty light. A good trip still across the Wilson Bridge and the